up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. Today, I want to get into 10 reasons why I think relationships are cool. Now, my last one, I did 10 reasons why I thought being single was cool. And if you listen to the last episode, I said that they both, you know what I'm saying, have their good pros and cons. You know what I'm saying? They both have equal weight, in my opinion. So, here we go. Number one. When you're in a relationship, you have a best friend, which is your other half. And it's, like, nothing like it. Like, they're always around. Shit, when I have a boyfriend, that nigga know all my friends' business. He know everybody's business. Because, like, that's literally your best friend. I mean, you have your best friend. Like, if it's a guy, you have your guy best friend. Girl, you have girl best friend. But, like, your partner is your best friend in a sense. Number two. You never get lonely. And I guess I kind of want to rephrase that, because you could be in a relationship and be lonely. I've went through that before. But I guess in the initial stages, or if you're in a good, healthy relationship, you will never get lonely. Like, it's nothing like having that void filled when you have a, when you're in a good, healthy relationship. And sometimes when you're single, some nights they get cold and lonely, and it fucking sucks. Like, holidays being lonely, it fucking sucks sometimes. So, you know what I'm saying? You never get lonely when you're in a relationship. A good one. Number three. My favorite. Consistent sex. I don't know why I just said it like that, but it's like, when you're single, like, and you not out here rolling, you trying not to be a whore out here, find some, like, good, consistent dick or pussy. Pussy not so much. I don't think men have problems in this department, but having some good, consistent dick is just, like, so hard to fucking come by. And not catch feelings too, what the fuck? No. So, but I love relationships, because that's one thing I miss about relationships, having sex with just one person, and you trust that person, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can have unprotected sex, y'all can explore, because it's just y'all two, or it's supposed to be. Granted, niggas is not, and when I say niggas, I mean females too. Granted, niggas is not cheating, but, yeah, it's nothing like that shit. I fucking miss that shit. Number four, vacations. This is something I've never done. I've never been out of town with a boo or a bae. But I definitely want to on more than one occasion one day. But that should look lit. I mean, when I hear that couples, like, were arguing out of town, I'm just like, the fuck for? You spent all this money to argue out of town? So, vacations be looking lit. I know if I had a boo and we went on a nice ass vacation, shit gonna get litty. You hear me? Number five. I feel like real love, when you really in love, and you can tell when people, like, just, like, fresh in love, like, they can't keep their hands off each other. It's just indescribable feelings. Like, I remember. I ain't been in a relationship so goddamn long. I guess I'll use my ex as an example. I remember when I first got with him, like, I used to have, like, butterflies. Like, I don't know. It was just this type of, like, nervousness, but, like, anxiety, but, like, excitement. I don't know. When you get around him, it's so fresh and it feels so good. And then you also have a glow when you start talking to somebody, you really fucking with somebody, or you in a new relationship and shit is going good. You definitely have a glow. So that's one thing I like about relationships too. That it's like that initial getting into the relationship, like, shit, that shit feel like love, like, just, fucking bliss. Anyway, number six, makeup sex. I mean, you guys have makeup sex when you're single, but it's not really making up because y'all not together. That's that situation bullshit. But, makeup sex be bomb. Oh, man. I miss it. That's, That's one thing I fuck with about relationships, the makeup sex.
Yeah.
Number 7. Learn about yourself. So you can learn about yourself while you're in a relationship with someone. Because that person go point out some of your flaws, you damn well gonna learn. Like, y'all in a relationship, y'all gonna have arguments. Like, you're gonna go through shit. That is gonna be the test if y'all can grow together. You know what I'm saying? So relationships definitely go through shit. You gotta be ready for that shit. You know, I remember when I got, like, the second year of my relationship, I was thinking to myself, like, people be so quick out here to be like, oh, I want a relationship. But they don't even know all the work that shit take. Like, when you're serious about the person and say you trying to leave for, like, marriage or something, they don't understand, like, how much time, dedication, and work is put into having a healthy and good relationship. Number 8. There's someone always there to listen to you. That's piggybacking on 1. That's like your best friend. And sometimes you just want to fucking rant. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just, you have that one person that you could talk to. And they're there, like, on demand. Like, on fucking demand. 9. You could be your true self. And this is one thing that I do miss. This is a big thing that I miss about being in a relationship. Because when you're single, for me, I put a wall up. Because I feel like if it's not going to go anywhere, I'm not about to show you, like, I'll show you the good parts of me, but you're not going to get, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the best of me. Because you could be here today, gone tomorrow. Like, when you get that comfortable in your relationship where you feel like you can completely be yourself. And me, I'm a really, really silly person. Like, I'm silly in, like, my normal life, but when I have a boyfriend, I'm so annoying. I'm, like, really silly. It's not bad, like, I can get serious, but I don't know. I just, like, or say, I say a lot of dumb shit that's just dumb funny. So I don't know. Certain little things that I just really miss, and that's the biggest one, being your true self. I don't cuddle with people while I'm single, because I just feel like that's a relationship thing. Like, why the fuck I'm gonna cuddle with you? I don't believe in, also, I don't really do this. I can count on one hand how many times I've done this since I've been single in the last 2 years. I don't spend a night with people. Like, I keep that shit pushing, preferably right after I get what I want. Like, I don't know, being single just got different rules, and I fucking hate that, but that's the life I'm living. Anyway, 10, you can go so far in relationships, like marriage, kids. I always ask people when they're married, like I just asked somebody just recently, I said, when you first met that person, did you think you was going to marry them? And everybody always says, like, no. And I mean, sometimes people be like, yeah, it was love at first sight. And I guess I can't tell you what you saw at first sight, but all right, sis. but yeah, like, that shit crazy. Sometimes you just end up being with or marrying somebody that you never thought in a million years that you would be with or marrying. It's just so funny to see or hear people's stories about how they first met their significant other and then where they are now in the relationship. So, yeah. Y'all got me on here reminiscing on this episode. Anyway, so this is my 10 reasons why I think being in relationships are cool. What do you all think? What's y'all reasons? Okay, see y'all next episode. Peace.